Introduction to Legal Privileges. Legal privileges protect confidential communications within certain relationships from being disclosed in legal proceedings. Originating from the recognition of the importance of trust and candor in these relationships, legal privileges balance the need for evidence in court against the public interest in maintaining confidentiality in certain contexts. This balance has evolved through centuries, reflecting changing societal values and the development of the legal system. Definition of legal privileges. Legal privileges are specific exceptions to the general rule that all relevant evidence is admissible in court. They allow parties to refuse to disclose, and to prevent others from disclosing, confidential communications within protected relationships, such as those between attorney and client, or doctor and patient. These privileges are rooted in both statutory law, like the Federal Rules of Evidence in the United States, and case law, where judicial decisions have shaped their application and scope. Purpose of legal privileges. The primary purpose of legal privileges is to encourage open and honest communication within important relationships. This encouragement is based on the understanding that individuals are more likely to seek advice, medical care, or spiritual guidance if they believe their communications will remain confidential. By protecting these communications, the law aims to foster these relationships, deemed essential to the public interest, even if it means that certain evidence is excluded from legal proceedings. The Balancing Act. The application of legal privileges involves a delicate balance between protecting confidential communications and the need for evidence in the administration of justice. Conflicts and controversies arise, particularly in cases where the scope of a privilege is unclear, or where its application might obstruct justice. Limitations and exceptions, such as the crime-fraud exception to the attorney-client privilege, are mechanisms through which the law attempts to navigate these conflicts. Critics argue for reforms to prevent the misuse of privileges while maintaining their essential protective function. Comparative analysis. A comparative analysis reveals significant differences in how legal systems around the world approach privileges. While common law jurisdictions like the United States and the United Kingdom have well-developed doctrines of privilege, civil law countries may approach the concept differently. Furthermore, the treatment and scope of privileges have evolved over time, influenced by technological advancements, societal changes, and landmark legal cases. Summary: legal privileges serve as a vital component of the legal system, safeguarding the confidentiality of communications within certain key relationships. By encouraging candor and trust, these privileges contribute to the effective functioning of legal, medical, and spiritual advisories, among others. However, their application requires careful consideration to balance the protection of these communications against the need for evidence in legal proceedings. Despite the challenges and debates surrounding their scope and use, legal privileges underscore the law's recognition of the value of certain confidential relationships to the broader public interest. As society and technology evolve, so too will the contours of legal privileges, necessitating ongoing analysis, debate, and potentially reform to ensure they continue to serve their intended purpose effectively. Attorney-client privilege. Definition and scope. The attorney-client privilege is a legal principle that protects confidential communications between attorneys and their clients. This privilege applies to both oral and written communications, provided they are made in confidence during the course of seeking or providing legal advice. The privilege ensures that clients can discuss their legal matters openly with their lawyers, without fear that these communications will later be disclosed in legal proceedings. Rationale. The rationale for the attorney-client privilege lies in the necessity for trust and candor in the attorney-client relationship. For legal counsel to be effective, clients must feel free to divulge all relevant information, including sensitive or potentially incriminating details, to their attorneys. This open communication enables attorneys to provide informed advice, advocate effectively, and develop robust legal strategies. The privilege recognizes the importance of the legal profession in society and the fundamental role of legal representation in the administration of justice. Exceptions. The attorney-client privilege is not absolute. Exceptions to the privilege include crime fraud. Exception. Communications made with the intention of committing or covering up a crime or fraud are not protected. Common interest exception. When a communication is shared with a third party, the privilege may be waived unless the third party is part of a joint defense agreement. Death of a client. In some cases, the privilege can be breached after the client's death if the communication is relevant to disputes between the decedent's heirs. Doctor-patient privilege. Definition and scope. Similar to the attorney-client privilege, the doctor-patient privilege protects confidential communications between patients and their healthcare providers. This privilege covers information exchanged in the course of seeking or providing medical diagnosis or treatment, with the expectation that such communications remain confidential. This includes discussions, notes, and records pertaining to the patient's health. Rationale. The doctor-patient privilege is founded on the principle that effective medical care requires full disclosure from the patient. Patients must feel secure in revealing personal and sensitive information to their healthcare providers without the fear that this information will be publicly disclosed. This trust facilitates accurate diagnoses and appropriate treatments, contributing to better health outcomes. The privilege underscores the societal value placed on personal health and the integrity of the medical profession. Exceptions. Exceptions to the doctor-patient privilege include legal proceedings. In some legal contexts, such as lawsuits where a patient's health is a central issue, the court may order the disclosure of medical records. Public health and safety. Information about communicable diseases or injuries from criminal activities may be reported to public health authorities or law enforcement. Patient waiver. The privilege can be waived by the patient either explicitly or implicitly, by introducing their physical or mental health into a legal matter. Summary. Both the attorney-client and doctor-patient privileges play crucial roles in their respective fields, fostering open communication and trust. While rooted in the protection of confidential communications, these privileges are not without exceptions, reflecting the law's attempt to balance individual rights with broader societal interests. Understanding the complexities, rationale, and exceptions of these privileges is essential for professionals in the legal and medical fields, as well as for individuals navigating legal or healthcare systems. As society evolves, so too will the interpretation and application of these privileges, necessitating ongoing analysis and adaptation to ensure they continue to serve their fundamental purposes. Spousal privilege. Overview. Spousal privilege is a legal concept that recognizes the importance of the marital relationship in society. It is divided into two main types: testimonial privilege and marital communications privilege. Testimonial privilege. Definition. Allows a spouse to refuse to testify against their partner in criminal proceedings. Legal basis. Rooted in the desire to protect marital harmony and prevent the strain on a marriage that could result from compelling a spouse to testify against their partner. Application. Varies by jurisdiction, with some limitations based on the nature of the crime or the involvement of the spouse in the criminal activity. Debates. Critics argue that this privilege could obstruct justice, especially in cases where the spouse is the only witness to a crime. Supporters believe it is essential for preserving the sanctity of marriage. Marital communications privilege. Definition. Protects confidential communications made between spouses during the course of their marriage from being disclosed in court. Scope. Applies to both civil and criminal cases, but is limited to communications intended to be private. Exceptions. Does not apply when spouses communicate with the intent to commit a crime or fraud. Challenges. Balancing the protection of marital communications with the need for evidence in legal proceedings is contentious, especially in cases involving domestic violence or child abuse. Clergy-penitent privilege. Overview. This privilege safeguards the confidentiality of communications between individuals and clergy members during confession or spiritual counseling. Rationale. Encouragement. Encourages individuals to seek spiritual guidance and confession without fear of legal repercussions. Legal recognition. Recognized in many jurisdictions as essential for the free exercise of religion, reflecting the societal value placed on spiritual well-being. Scope and limitations. Varied recognition. While widely recognized, the scope and application can vary significantly, with some jurisdictions imposing mandatory reporting requirements for clergy in cases of abuse or harm. Legal debates. The balance between religious freedoms and the protection of vulnerable individuals from harm is a significant area of legal and ethical debate, especially concerning confessions of abuse. Journalist source privilege. Overview. Journalist source privilege, or reporter's privilege, is aimed at protecting journalists from being compelled to reveal their sources, ensuring the confidentiality of their communications with sources. Importance for journalism. Freedom of the press. Seen as essential for investigative journalism, allowing journalists to report on issues of public interest without fear of retaliation against their sources. Varied legal protections. The extent of the privilege varies, with some countries offering robust protections and others providing limited or no legal recognition. Legal and ethical debates. National security versus public interest. Debates often arise in cases where confidential information may impact national security or public safety. Shield laws. Some jurisdictions have enacted shield laws to protect journalists, but these laws vary in strength and application, leading to calls for more uniform protections. Summary. Spousal privilege, clergy penitent privilege, and journalist source privilege each play a crucial role in protecting the confidentiality of communications within their respective domains. These privileges are rooted in societal values, such as the sanctity of marriage, the importance of spiritual guidance, and the fundamental role of a free press. However, the application of these privileges raises significant legal and ethical debates, particularly regarding their scope, limitations, and the balance between protecting confidentiality and ensuring justice. As society evolves, so too does the interpretation and application of these privileges, reflecting changing values, technological advancements, and new legal challenges. Understanding the nature of legal privileges. Foundational concepts. Start with a deep dive into the theoretical underpinnings of legal privileges, including their origins in common law and their evolution into modern legal systems. This background sets the stage for understanding the delicate balance privileges seek to maintain within the justice system. Scope and application, variability. Jurisdictional differences. Explore how the scope and application of privileges differ across jurisdictions, highlighting comparative legal studies between common law and civil law countries, as well as differences within federal and state laws in federations like the United States. Specific exceptions. Discuss specific exceptions to privileges, such as the crime-fraud exception in the attorney-client privilege, mandatory reporting requirements affecting the doctor-patient and clergy-penitent privileges, and exceptions to spousal privilege in cases of domestic violence. The role of courts. Judicial discretion. Analyze the role of judicial discretion in applying privileges, including how courts interpret the need for evidence against the need to maintain the confidentiality of privileged communications. Discuss landmark cases that have shaped the application and understanding of privileges. Evidentiary challenges. Examine the challenges courts face when deciding whether to uphold a privilege, especially in complex cases involving national security, public safety, or significant public interest. Ethical and policy considerations. Balancing interests. Delve into the ethical and policy considerations that underpin the limitations on legal privileges. This includes discussions on the ethics of confidentiality versus the pursuit of justice, and how these considerations influence legal reforms and the development of exceptions to privileges. Impact on professional practices. Consider how the limitations of privileges impact the practices of professionals bound by them, such as lawyers, doctors, clergy, and journalists. Explore the ethical dilemmas these professionals may face and the guidance offered by professional codes of ethics. Societal implications. Public trust and confidence. Discuss how the limitations and exceptions to privileges affect public trust in the legal system and the professions bound by these privileges. Include considerations of how high-profile cases involving breaches of privilege or the application of exceptions have influenced public perceptions. Reforms and future directions. Highlight ongoing debates and proposed reforms aimed at addressing perceived weaknesses or injustices in the current system of privileges. This could include legislative proposals, changes to professional standards, or shifts in judicial interpretation aimed at better balancing the competing interests at play. Technological advances and new challenges. Digital communication. Explore how the rise of digital communication and data storage presents new challenges for the protection of privileged communications, including issues of encryption, data breaches, and the interception of communications. Globalization. Consider the implications of globalization for legal privileges, particularly in terms of jurisdictional conflicts, the cross-border practice of professions, and the international exchange of information. Conclusion. Summarize the key themes explored, reiterating the crucial role of legal privileges in protecting confidential communications while highlighting the complex interplay of ethical, legal, and societal considerations that inform the limitations and exceptions to these privileges. Emphasize the ongoing need for legal and professional communities to adapt to changing societal norms, technological advancements, and evolving legal landscapes to ensure that privileges continue to serve their intended purpose effectively.